I've been asked to speak on very basic information, terms that you're going to run into in immigration law, the agencies you're going to deal with, and they also threw in a part to talk to you about, what's it say, good communication, or I forget what the additional part is that they put in there, but we're going to talk a little about dealing with immigration agencies, too. You've got a chart in the back of your materials that is too complex probably to read on the screen, but basically what it shows you is immigration work is divided between two main federal agencies. Before 2003, it was all part of the INS. Lots of people still talk about the INS. There's a lot of forms that actually still say INS on them. But since 2003, most of the immigration functions have been with the Department of Homeland Security. The judicial part, the immigration courts, stayed in the Justice Department, which is where the INS was. What happened there? Okay. So the Department of Homeland Security does the bulk of immigration work, and there are three agencies within the department, Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. CBP are the people you've probably had contact with if you've left the country and entered at an airport. They're the people who look at your passport and glare at you. And ICE, there is some overlap between what ICE and CBP do, although it's not entirely clear to me where the lines are drawn. But ICE does most of the deportation work. They are present in the detention facilities. Their lawyers represent the government in court cases. ICE has various investigative branches.